Caesar Update for June 12, 2018. I'm Filippo D'Anelfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
And I'm Chris Sologi.
And it's E3 Day 2, or Day 1, depending on how you actually count these things. We have had a very eventful couple of days, to be sure. We're going to get caught up on what happened last night, and of course we're going to go through what Nintendo had to say this morning. Some very interesting approaches to presentation, if you look across the various publishers. That's, I guess, one way of putting it.
I think that approach would be called, well, we'll hope everyone else brings the big news. Did somebody bring big news?
Yeah. Yeah, well... You weren't here last night to talk about Square Enix, but it's fair to point out that, Final Fantasy VII Remake, no show.
Vaporware.
Yeah, so. But yeah, we'll talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, the weird thing is we got like one or two screenshots over the last couple weeks. It's like, they're doing something.
Yeah. We got an intern working in Photoshop or something. I don't know, because...
You take all those screenshots, you put them in your video editor, You make them last for about 5 seconds, and you got a slideshow.
Basically.
There's your trailer.
Yeah. And the fanboys will salivate all over it anyway.
I mean, that's mostly what EA did for a lot of their segments. They just had, like, this 5-second, like, concept art clip.
Yeah.
That just kept going through. You'd see like three times by the time they got done with whatever point they were making.
Yeah.
And moved on to the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw that a lot with Anthem. They were just running the same stuff over and over again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was irritating. But yeah, we're going to start off with Ubisoft because they were second up yesterday after Square Enix's, well, whatever the hell that was. So as far as presentation goes, I think Ubisoft was pretty much on point this year, except for the sound guy who needs to be fired.
Yeah, and probably is already in the unemployment line as we speak.
Good thing he was local, so he's okay. He'll be all right. So they showed some stuff. Beyond Good and Evil 2, we totally expected to see.
They revealed that Jade is actually around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jade and Paige.
They're around. We saw...
I don't know how this is a prequel to the first game, because she looks like she's about to fuck shit up, and she turns into a mild-mannered journalist.
Yeah, not sure how that works. Maybe it's set 10 minutes before Beyond Good and Evil. I don't know.
She gets hit on the head, gets amnesia, and you're a journalist, Jade.
Oh, okay.
Here's your camera.
Yeah. Yeah, really. It's we definitely saw a lot more of it. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in that game. Definitely ambitious as far as all the crowdsourcing stuff that they're going to be doing with Hit Record.
That was Freudian.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want to hope for this game, but I don't know. It's still way up in the air.
And we didn't get a date with that, did we?
No.
No. Okay.
No. All they said was...
They don't know how long it's going to take the community to come up with stuff.
No.
Well, it took them several years just to put the two characters in it that were in the first trailer.
Yeah. So, you never can tell what they're going to do. Beyond Good and Evil 2, it's still happening. That's a thing.
I assume they're going to be showing actual gameplay on various streams during the week.
Yeah, they mentioned as much, so we'll see. What else did we see? Oh, yeah, Trials Rising and the dude and the producer face-planting on stage, so that was...
That was amusing.
Yeah.
Yep. That guy, you can tell he's a fan of wrestling, because they do that almost every time they're on stage, because they did the Trials of the Blood Dragon.
Yeah.
Those two producers of those series came on as like a wrestling tag team. It's like, okay, these guys know how to E3.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's taking bumps, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, it looked real until you realized there's nothing to this like demo state thing.
Yeah.
It's just like plywood and seemed like a fake monitor. There's like no console there at all.
Yeah.
Or any wires, like
yeah, it was just a prop for the for the show. So so that was a good way of introducing the game.
Yeah, this was our one new game.
Was it the one new? Yeah, actually it was. Yeah.
Everything else was announced ahead of time.
Yeah. So Trials Rising, and it looks well.
Wait, Starlink was announced?
Yeah, it looks like. What's that?
Starlink was announced ahead of time?
Yeah, that was that last year.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, the Star Fox part wasn't, but we'll get to that in a bit. So Trials Rising, it looks a lot like Trials Fusion, just amped up.
No trick stuff, which is good.
Good.
That was the worst part of that.
Yeah. Really.
That's a little too complicated for that game.
it's hard enough just getting your bike's
balance
right. Hey,
you're going to try and land, and then you're going to swing around the stick to do tricks.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. There's lots of explosions, lots of crashing, lots of...
That was like half the trailer was just them showing various types of explosions and crashes.
Yeah. So I'm totally on board for this game.
Yeah, they brought in a lot of the like YouTubers and such to sort of inform what they wanted out of it, which seems like that went well.
Yeah.
And this joins the Death March of February 2019.
Yeah. February 2019. I don't know.
We're hearing that a lot.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot.
We got three games here that's in October, one in February.
Yeah. So, yeah. This is also coming to the Switch. So, first time ever.
I don't know that's going to work well because there's no analog triggers.
Probably support the Pro Controller, I would imagine.
There's no analog triggers.
No analog controllers. Yeah.
So that's not the serious players.
Maybe ride an analog stick for the, for the throttle?
I don't know.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, I guess you could do it that way.
I'm not saying it would be good. I'm just saying if I were in a make...
I'm sure they've probably thought about this a lot, figured out some options.
Yeah. Yeah, because you really need the analog throttle in that game. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You're just going to use the Joy-Cons and you're just going to tilt them for your analog.
Yeah, so.
Do like the Metal Slug anthology on the Wii. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It had like a joystick mode where you held the Wii remote like a joystick.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't really work that well, but
no,
they certainly tried.
Yeah, it didn't work so good. Then we saw the Division 2, but we already seen that at the Microsoft keynote. So
yeah, we saw some more stuff.
More stuff,
especially afterwards. They showed like co-op and multiplayer, I think.
Yep.
That's in DC. The infection has spread.
Yep.
They're weirdly trying to take a we're showing the infection in DC, but there's no political message here, like they tried for Far Cry.
Yeah. It's like, no, there's no political message here. It just happens to be set in Washington, D.C. Yeah, really. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll see how well that goes over.
Yeah, they announced 8-player raids, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And also, no season pass for the first year.
Yeah.
They're going to release 3 episodes worth of post-launch content, and it's all free.
Yeah.
Which has been their problem with a bunch of their sort of games as a service titles is they have a paid season pass for that first year, and then like year two is free. It's like, wait,
no, it should be the other way around.
Well, even then it's like you have to have all the content, you have to buy that first year's bit of content to have it all. And it's like, this should just all be free, and then you just sell some other shit that nobody cares about really.
Back on the subject of messaging, maybe they should just take a lesson from Bethesda.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Todd Howard is happily employed. So, yeah, good stuff there. And this one is not coming out in February. It's March 15th.
March.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Not 3 weeks later.
Yeah. That was like one of the only games that we got for March anyway. So.
Yeah.
What else did we saw? We got another in the Rabbids series, Donkey Kong plus Rabbids.
That's the expansion for the main game.
Yep.
So you get Donkey Kong taking on, I assume, the Donkey Kong Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
But they also had Grant Kirkhope out to play some music.
Yeah.
Which was pretty good. But yeah,
except for the sound guy.
it seems to sound fine for me, but I don't know. That is out on the 26th. That's another common date.
June 26th, yeah.
Yeah. You're either out in like 2 weeks, you're out in October, or you're out in February.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looked good. I mean, if you have if you have the original game, I see no reason why you wouldn't want to get this expansion, because more is better.
Yeah.
So.
It seems like they have some nice Donkey Kong tie-ins. There's like a little thing that looked like the original Donkey Kong, like a little platforming thing.
Yeah. Yeah, which was pretty cool. Then they spent a good deal of time on Skull and Bones. They did confirm that for 2019.
Yeah.
But they did their whole patented, like, fake-ass narrated demo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looked really, really action-packed, and it will probably play nothing like that because people don't work that way.
Yeah, they... It was weird, the whole scenario being there's this whole guarded complex that is shooting at pirate ships that are driving by.
Hmm.
And you just go park at a nearby island, change out the sails, and then just go by. It's like, why don't you just stay in those the entire time?
Yeah,
like, I know you probably pay microtransactions for that badass sail, but the AI doesn't seem to pay attention to you unless... You change that out.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, how are they changing out the sails so quickly?
Yeah, they got some really skilled people climbing up the top sails.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely potential here. It looks a lot like what Sea of Thieves probably want it to be. But
what people would have wanted out of a follow-up to Black Flag.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's basically, you know, the naval section of the Black Flag just blown out to its own game.
Yeah, I just liked how gamey it was. Like, oh yeah, this ship has cannons that will fire 8 shots at once. It's like, okay.
I don't think that's how physics works.
Yeah. And it fires directly in the front of the ship where there's nothing pointing that way.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, naval battle? Yeah, that's hard, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also, not exactly fast-paced.
No.
No.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I have high hopes for that game. It actually does look pretty cool.
It'll be fun when we finally have it.
Yeah. Might be a good, you know, game to play with actual people that you know and can cooperate with. This doesn't seem like something that you could play with randos and have any success with, so...
That's where the trolling potential lies.
Yep. Just ask Rare. Yeah, so they're... Then let's see what we got. Elijah Wood showed up on stage to... And he asked if I ever wanted to dive into the mind of somebody and uncover all their deepest, darkest secrets. To which I said, no, because I'm not a fucking creep.
Yeah, that got weird real fast.
Yeah, because so he was talking about Transference.
Yes. Very weird, like first-person horror adventure experience
in VR.
It's playable with or without VR.
Hmm.
I think it's PS4, Xbox One, PC, and then the VR stuff on PS4 and PC.
Yeah.
And it looks like a very weird game.
Yeah, it does look like a very weird game. I have. My doubts about this one, because when you try to do a game that's going to be, you know, cinematic, sometimes it doesn't go well. You end up with, you know, the stuff that David Cage did early on before he figured out what the hell he was doing.
And occasionally the stuff that David Cage still does.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Know. Well, apparently Detroit is actually pretty good, so we'll leave him... We'll give them a pass on that.
Yeah, and if there is a good bit of FMV in this, that could be pretty neat.
Yeah.
Especially when it's glitching out like that.
Yep. Yeah, that I will admit I really did like that stylistic choice that they made there with the glitching. Yeah,
and had the audio that was bleeding in, like, don't trust his lies.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed there's probably more to that game than initially seems. So yeah. I don't want to write it off right away, because
I'm looking at the official site, and it's saying it's a mystery that you're trying to solve. You go hands-on to search for clues, solve puzzles, discover the corrupted consciousness of a family.
Yeah. So, good.
So, like, potentially you could get a couple different endings, I guess.
You probably.
Depending on how thorough you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, live-action footage with environmental storytelling to unlock haunting emotions that linger long after you put your controller down.
Hmm. Okay. So, it's going to be Mindfuck Simulator, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like PT and VR.
Yeah. Oh, God. Nope. Just nope. So move on to Starlink, Battle for Atlas, which was the second opportunity for a Nintendo crossover.
Yeah.
Where they announced Star Fox is going to be playable in there.
On the Switch version. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had Miyamoto on, and some. Did you see when he got up, there was a guy that took his seat? There was a guy that was sitting next to him, just moved right over as soon as he got up.
Zero fucks given.
Yeah, and then they just whisked him away, like, oh, the guys backstage want to meet you. And then pulled him on stage. It's like, okay. Then Miyamoto's never been seen again.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So it's kind of, well, a little bit irritating that an Ubisoft-developed game that features Star Fox looks a lot more like a Star Fox game than Nintendo has done in years.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the entire reason I bought Rogue Leader with my GameCube.
Hmm.
So, just, you know, putting that out there, this is a problem that's lasted a long time.
Yeah. Now, this game still requires those all the toys that go with it, right?
It looks like it.
Yeah, because so that means
that's going to be an interesting thing for the Switch.
Yeah,
if you're taking that out portably and have to somehow attach it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at what the pre-order options are.
Yep.
Yeah, those are Skylander-sized boxes. $75 for the starter edition.
Oof.
Hard pass.
Yeah. This is going to be out October 16th.
Which is a shame, because the game looks phenomenal. But
yeah.
Yeah. It looked kind of dopey last year. This year it looked really good. But yeah, having to... it's a game that's basically going to be stuck at home. You're not going to be playing this on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're the type of person who collects stuff, well, this is right up your alley, because... Oof, lots of ships and stuff, and obviously you're going to want all of the Star Fox stuff, because, duh. I might just buy those figures anyway, but... I'm going to have to get a Switch eventually, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, bleh. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, For Honor is getting an update. Alongside that, they're giving away the PC version on Uplay for this week.
Starter edition.
Yeah. With none of the stuff, so...
They're just really desperate to get people using Uplay.
Yeah, and playing that game.
Yeah.
Because we had Rainbow Six Siege was up there for a little bit. Like, yeah, we got 35 million players playing this game. It's like, holy shit.
It's like, how?
They added more content.
Yeah.
There's like 40 operators when there used to be like 10.
Yeah.
And that would do it.
Yeah.
So you mean they actually finished the game, basically?
And then just keep expanding. Kept
adding on it, yeah. Because, Siege at its start was kind of sparse. I can kind of understand why
people... Especially having to unlock a bunch of the characters.
Yep.
Through grinding, unless you wanted to pay up.
Yeah.
Now that seems a much easier thing to do, especially since I think right up front, if you buy the game... They just give you, like, all the first season characters.
Yeah.
And yeah, they offer season passes to unlock the next season's characters, or you can just grind it out yourself. It seems like they just grew that game in an organic way that gave the players what they wanted out of it.
Yeah, which is what they've been doing with For Honor as well.
Yeah.
October 16th, we're going to get this big update. The Chinese are going to be in there, for Wushu Warriors in there. What else we got in there? Castle Siege mode, which a lot of people have been asking for, and looked really good, actually.
Yeah, 4v4 PvE and PvP modes.
Yeah.
Probably a bunch of other cosmetic stuff to unlock.
Yeah. And they didn't let that game die, and it actually looks remarkably interesting now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give that a try now, especially, well, assuming I can actually connect to the Uplay servers to download it.
Yeah, I eventually got it. I might also have been logging into the wrong email.
Yeah.
Because I think I had not logged in long enough that I forgot that I changed my email.
Yeah.
Because I had on an old email that I didn't use much. And then I just... My password manager has like 50 different versions of accounts.
Yeah.
Because I try and log in and like, fuck this, I'll just change it.
Yeah.
Then just save a new one. It's like, well, fuck, which one's the one that works?
Yeah, I've done that. So that's coming. And then they showed off the Crew 2, which nobody cared about.
Yeah. They're going to have an open beta starting on the weekend before it launches.
You can download it. I think that game launched last year or something.
No, they talked about it last year, and they said it was going to come out, and then it got delayed. And now
it looks a lot more interesting in the trailers than it is in the game.
Yeah. So basically, you could have like a car or a bike or a plane, and apparently you have a motorsport journey of some kind.
Yeah, there's no like Need for Speed story to this, like
the last
there wasn't the first one.
Yeah,
that was like, oh, we like Fast and the Furious, we're just gonna do that.
Yeah,
and here it's more like Forza Horizon, and that like you're some like up and coming hotshot social media racing star, and so as you level up, you're earning followers. It's like that sort of social media mechanic for XP and all that.
Oh, great.
And the controls are similar to the first game, where they're just not great, and you have to level up and get the loot better to make your cars actually control how they probably should. I drove a good bit on some of the roads. And then it's like, mentioned like some picture thing you need to take, that I found out was for an animal. And it sort of tells you when you're near one, but if you're driving, you go past them real fast.
Yeah.
So you have to like basically be ready to pull up the photo mode and fly around. And I thought the hints were more puzzly in nature. And it's just like, no, just take a picture of this thing.
Mm.
I was like, okay, that's weird.
Well, that's one way to get people to use a photo mode.
Yeah, and it's for a dumb reason.
Yeah.
But also there are like loot drops hanging around.
Mm.
So you will be driving along and all of a sudden like a radar starts popping up. Or you get like pings on a radar, like bing, bing, and then as you get closer, it goes bing, bing, bing. So, starts beeping a lot more.
Hmm.
And so you sit there and wander around, like, out in the forest, like, where's the beeping at?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I gotta take a picture of a deer for some reason.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be okay, but that beta was just a weird thing to jump into.
Yeah. You know, hopefully it's refined since then, but
yeah.
Who knows. And that's coming out June 26th, which is another common date.
Yep.
And
it's two things they got on that date.
Yep.
Two things on 10/16. Okay.
And 10 and 6/26. And October 5th, we're getting the next Assassin's Creed game, which is Assassin's Creed Odyssey. They're going to Greece.
Which they spoiled themselves.
Yeah.
Because they basically put up an event on the PS4 dashboard.
Yeah.
Like, hey, come watch our reveal. Here's the story premise that we are going to tell you in this whole thing. So it's like, you know, you get to choose whether you want to be a male or female lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you're stuck with that for the entire game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get dialogue choices to affect the story. How much is probably not going to be as much as they suggest, but...
Hmm. Well, at least they went with actual historical figures this time.
Yeah.
For those two characters.
It's like Medios the Invincible, you killed him. Well, you took a bad name, dude.
Yeah, you're dead.
You're not so invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good because it's more Origins.
Yeah, they're going a lot more RPG with Assassin's Creed now than they did before. It seems like they're kind of backing away from the whole stealth thing. I think that's still part of it as far as the gameplay goes, but it doesn't seem like they're emphasizing.
Yeah, I think you can definitely do that if you want.
Yeah. So.
And this is set on, I forget what the war is, but it's the Athens against the Sparta.
Yeah.
Part of ancient Greece.
Yeah. So that looked really good, actually. And so we'll see.
Lots of shirtless dudes.
Yeah, yeah. If that's your sort of thing.
See lots of hairy dudes that are not in great shape.
Yeah, at least they're realistic.
Yeah.
So, and then later that night, we had the Sony keynote, which was a thing that we saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So highlights, The Last of Us 2, we got a better look at that one, with a frankly very brutal, very, a little bit on the disturbing side as far as the gameplay with.
Yeah. Kind of like the first game, definitely.
Yeah, it's just, it seems a little bit interesting that they would want to show that at the show, but I guess, you know, well, I guess I mean, they know their audience.
That's a lot of the combat.
Yeah. So.
It's going to be doing that sort of stuff. And especially you could tell this was somebody that had played a lot of the game.
Yeah.
Because they were very much not hesitating to do anything, whereas I would have been hanging out in that patch of grass overlooking the dude that just got hung and stabbed.
Yeah.
I would have been there for probably about 10 minutes. Like, being like, oh, fuck, where are these guys going?
Yeah.
And this guy's, like, just running across the place. Stabbing dudes, running just away
going
from
all
gunshots.
Sam Fisher.
Yeah.
That'll all look really good, and also it's super gay.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently they were airing this conference on Disney XD. For whatever reason, they were airing like E3 press conferences on there, and they censored out the gay kiss. But not the violence, not the dude getting his intestines aired out to dry or any of that. It's like, okay, this is America, this is Disney.
Yeah. Can I just call out Sean Layden and his Church of PlayStation right now, because fuck you.
Yeah.
So
I did like they went to the effort of getting all these people in this room to be like, all right, here's the start of this game, this demo, and it's in the same room. It's like, oh, that's a nice touch. It didn't work out so well when they had to move on and get these, you know, a few hundred people out of a tiny room into an auditorium.
Into an auditorium, but at least after that they didn't move them again, so
yeah. Still. Though that ended up with a weird little segment with Sid Schumann and crew sort of basically having a producer behind the camera going, stretch, stretch. These people are too slow. They can't get out of here fast enough. Just keep talking about the Call of Duties.
Yeah. I can't wait till they get talking about that on the blogcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was that.
Yeah.
We also saw Ghost of Tsushima, which is the new Sucker Punch game, which looks just flat out gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the theme is feudal Japanese games.
Yeah.
We did not expect that.
I'm totally okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, okay, there's three flavors of these. one that is Dark Souls.
Yeah.
One that is like an open world game. And another one that is a Ninja Theory Dark Souls.
Yeah.
It's much harder. Yeah, this one looks really good. They definitely play up the stylistic sort of feudal Japanese look with beautiful fields of, I don't even know what kind of grass that would be.
Mm.
That's all over the fields that he rode the horse through.
Yeah.
But also like the final confrontation with the woman that sort of betrayed you.
Yeah.
Where the ground is just covered in autumn leaves, and also stuff falling as well. It's like, damn, this is just fucking great looking.
Yeah, and everything's on fire in the background.
Yeah. And also this game, like The Last of Us, is just fucking brutal.
Yeah.
This guy is cutting people up, doesn't even care about getting his blade all bloody.
Yeah.
But they're just spewing it all over the place.
Yeah, and this is Sucker Punch.
This was definitely the Gorn edition of the Sony press conference.
Yeah, because we had more of that with Resident Evil 2, the remake, which, well, it's a completely new game, basically.
Yeah,
it's Resident Evil 2. It looked amazing.
Yep. Yeah, we got to look at rookie cop Leon S. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
He actually looks like a rookie cop.
Yep.
That wasn't really the case in the original game.
No.
It was also a PS1 game, so it's hard to really get that much detail.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely looks like a worthy sort of successor to the first game.
Yeah.
On this generation, at least.
Yeah, and this is coming out January 25th. One of the things I liked is that they're doing the Resident Evil, the more modern Resident Evil style over-the-shoulder cam for this
one. Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. No tank controls for this one.
No, and you have the sort of the two characters you can play as.
Yeah.
So you can have the multiple endings there and all that.
Yeah. Now, if they really wanted to go like crazy, they should like ship it on two discs. One for each character, which is what they did in the original. But
yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Maybe they'll just have you do that in-game.
Yeah, have you download it twice. Oh, God, no. I'm not going to give them ideas. Yeah, anyways. So that was cool. I also saw a game that looked really fucking weird and amazing looking. This is a new one from Remedy called Control.
Yep, this is their multi-platform game.
Yep.
And it looks like kind of like a follow-up to PsyOps.
Yeah.
Like that style of psychic force powers.
Which I'm totally okay with.
Yeah. Yeah, just her kind of floating around, just throwing shit all over the place.
Yeah.
Beating up dudes, and then find out there's somebody else has similar powers.
Yeah.
As you do.
That looks pretty neat.
Yeah. I don't think I had heard about that one until that just then, so.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for a while. They called it P7, their seventh project.
Yeah.
505 is publishing it.
Mm. Yeah, they're also publishing Bloodstained, so yeah, interesting stuff there.
Yep.
Then we got a much longer look at Death Stranding than we had in the past. We saw some actual gameplay.
Yeah, still very weird.
Still very weird.
That was just a different kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this game a good 3 times so far. I still have no fucking idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So
we saw the baby's butt.
Yep.
Inside the dude. That was weird. And then you saw him activate the baby.
Which are three words I had never thought I would ever hear.
Yeah.
Nope. Norman Reedus seems to be like a delivery guy.
Yep.
He's not great because he falls over a few times. One of his bots that helps him out like falls off a cliff. And so he's like, well, I got to carry all this across this canyon. It's like, no, don't. That's not. Oh, man. And then he climbs up a mountain and his feet are all fucked up and rips off a toenail.
Yeah.
And then the weird shit happens. Involving these, like, invisible people.
Yeah.
That are connected by invisible umbilical cords.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then we find out what that little, like, radar dish on his back. He's, like, pointing that stuff out.
Yeah. So
then he gets pulled down, and it's like, oh, this is Zico.
Hmm. Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah,
except you're not you know, saving a princess from trying to get them sucked down in the darkness.
No, you're just getting sucked down in the darkness for reasons we still don't quite understand yet.
And they revealed two more actors.
Mm-hmm.
There's Lea Seydoux. It's a French actress. She was in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Mm.
Spectre.
Okay, yeah.
And one other one. I forget, but it's like, those are some Kojima-ass game, movies.
Yeah.
The other one was Lindsay Wagner, who was in The Bionic Woman in the 70s.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that's also would be a Kojima-ass game, movie to pull an actress from.
Yeah.
And so, I think one of them ate a bug.
Yeah.
At the end of the trailer.
As you do.
Yeah. Then the other one was hanging out on that beach from the first teaser.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's lots of weird shit.
Yeah. That was pretty much the reaction from a lot of people. It's like, okay, this is gorgeous looking.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. It's reached peak Kojima now, where the what the fuck outweighs... Excuse me.
Hmm.
It's reached peak Kojima now to where the what the fuckness of it all sort of outweighs the, well, it's Kojima, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah, because before you had the Metal Gear anchor, like, well, this is still Metal Gear, so there's going to be, you know, this, and this.
Yeah.
Here it's like, we don't have anything to anchor this down.
No, this is Kojima unleashed. God... God help the world.
This could go anywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then we got a nice little surprise, Neo 2 announced.
Yep.
No, exactly. Theory's back. That.
Yep.
So they got DOA 6 and Neo 2.
Yep. So,
yeah. I think that's 2019.
Team Ninja, not Ninja Theory.
Yeah, Team Ninja.
Yeah. So that's Ninja Theory isn't making anything up that's showing up at Sony's press conference.
Not anymore.
Yeah. So this is, I think it's probably going to be 2019.
Yeah.
I didn't really specify too much.
I assume you're going to be a samurai, you're going to stab dudes, and you're going to die.
Hard. You're going to die a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was that.
Which makes me now want to play Neo. Get back into that.
Yeah.
Die some more.
Then what do we get? Oh, yeah, Spider-Man, of course. That was the other big pillar game that that they were showing off.
That still looks really good.
Yep. Looks.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. One thing I wanted to point out from The Last of Us 2, that made Shadow of the Tomb Raider look like shit.
Because
You notice how the AI did not be like, body down, looks warm. I knew this person 5 seconds ago. Now it's not a person.
Yeah.
Here they're like, oh, fuck. This girl is fucking us up.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is she? We got to go find her.
Yeah. That
they're communicating with
sense.
Each other. It's like the AI makes sense. They're. I would not be surprised that demo is done on, like, a hard mode.
Probably.
Because that looks really fucking hard.
Hmm.
Like, you get to a point where they were at zero ammo of anything. Yeah. Had to go pull an arrow out of a dead dude.
Yeah.
Which I like that she actually, like, pulls the arrows out. It's not just, like, walks by and the ammo sucks in to her backpack. It's like, that's neat.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, that's
back
the
to
kind
Spider-Man.
Of detail that Naughty Dog, like, puts into those games, you know? So.
And back to Spider-Man, another game that's like Batman Arkham.
It is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the combat is pretty much very Arkham-esque. In this demo, we saw like the prison scene where like everybody's escaping. So yeah.
It seemed like the Sinister Six was assembling.
It was building to that, yeah.
Yep.
So we got Electro, Rhino, Scorpion, Mr. Negative, and...
Vulture.
It's like there's one more, right?
Yep.
Mysterio?
I think so.
Is that the other guy normally there? Yeah, that game looks fucking good.
Yeah. We haven't had a really, really good Spider-Man game in a long time, and it looks like this is going to be
Now it's like residual Activision hate. Like, what the fuck were you guys doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they could have hired Insomniac to make this game.
Yeah.
Anytime.
But nope.
Yeah. So nice little tease at the end is like somebody coming to save Spider-Man.
Mm.
Could very well be like the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Harry or Norman. I don't know. Probably Harry, I assume.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or maybe Miles.
Mm.
Miles Morales. He's in the game, but they said something like he's just going to be Miles.
Yeah.
It's like, Yeah, he could be Miles for a while.
Yeah. So let's see, what else do we see? Another action platformer style game. Trover Saves the Universe. It's from the
Squanch Games.
Squanch, yeah.
Written by Justin Roiland of Rick and Morty fame, which was nice and silly.
Yeah.
Especially when he's just like, hey, here, I'm playing the game at the E3s, and here's my game, look at that. Just rambling on. When,
getting electrocuted in the bathtub.
Yeah, it's like, and then the other guy comes in and is like, call 711, that's our emergency number on this galaxy. It's like, yeah, this is fucking Rick and Morty here.
It totally is.
It's not actually Rick and Morty, but it's written just like it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't seem to know how to write anything else.
Yeah, basically.
But that. Yeah, because their first game was Accounting Plus.
Mm-hmm.
That game is also fucking ridiculous, so this is actually more of like a platformer, third 3D platformer kind of thing. So that looks neat. That's out this fall.
Yep. So that was good to see. This one I didn't actually see. Did I see
it? It was like right after the show ended when they got back to the Sidhuman company.
Yeah.
Dara Sine.
It's
the new From Software game.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that on
keyboard.
So I just ignore it. So that is the new game from Software and Japan Studio, Sony's Japan Studio.
Yeah.
And also this is Miyazaki is directing this game. So it's all the Bloodborne people.
Yeah.
Probably not the entire team, but a good number of them. Working on this like weird VR adventure game.
Yeah.
It definitely is weird. Mm. And Miyazaki's been saying he wants to do something else for a while, and this seems to be the first thing.
Yeah. So.
And it looks neat. So that's out. I think it's also out this fall.
Yeah.
So we'll get find out what happens if you give the Bloodborne people VR and tell them not to make Bloodborne.
Yep, we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
So we didn't see Final Fantasy VII Remake, even at the Sony conference. But
we saw Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yep, Kingdom Hearts 3.
We got our second trailer on the third attempt.
Yeah.
With Pirates of the Caribbean in it.
Yep.
Which actually looked really nice.
Yeah.
Really weird, though, of having like realistic people in Kingdom Hearts, but that looked neat.
Yeah, I mean, you see realistic Jack Sparrow and then, like, Goofy, and it's like, whoa, okay, there's, but my brain is not comprehending this.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it's most likely not Johnny Depp.
Yeah. So, but the announcement here was the Kingdom Hearts 3 PS4 Pro bundle comes with the entire Kingdom Hearts series.
I don't think it has that. I think it's just the special PS4 Pro. I had to look through all my emails about this. That's the all-in-one pack is interesting because it's, if you pre-order Kingdom Hearts 3, this pack, it's $100, so that's quite a bit, but you get the other two remastered packs. I think total, that would cost you $170 separately.
Yeah.
So it's a good savings if you don't have all three of those, on the PS4 at least.
Mm-hmm.
That looks... That's like a pretty good value and sort of crazy thing to offer.
Yeah.
Here is all of the Kingdom Hearts you need to be ready for this.
Yeah, you can play
all of the Kingdom Hearts. Now it's your problem.
Then try to figure out if my story makes any goddamn sense when Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out.
Yeah.
I will admit the Kingdom Hearts 3 PS4 Pro actually does look kind of nice. So
yeah.
There's that.
The products they released surrounding Kingdom Hearts makes me wish I could appreciate Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you want your PS Plus account polluted, you can get Call of Duty Black Ops 3 on PS Plus right now. So
yeah.
That is a thing that happened.
Yeah, because they announced a new map pack for Call of Duty Black Ops 4 and 3. It includes four zombies map packs. Four zombie maps from the first two games that I don't think are in 4 or 3, because I think they remastered a bunch for 3.
At this point, it's like impossible to keep track of all the stuff that's happening.
This is like the one Call of Duty game they've supported past the following game.
Yeah.
So they released that Zombies Chronicles pack that had, I think, a bunch of zombie stuff from one and two, and I think this pack adds the others that were not in that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Makes That's cool of them to support game that long.
Yeah.
But also, this is a pretty good way of getting people to check out potentially the next game.
Yeah.
It says how scared they are of that game not doing well, that they put a Call of Duty game on PS Plus.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, well, given also that Black Ops 3 is a game that's still being played today in pretty good numbers, it kind of also shows like where where the fan base actually is, because they're not in Infinite Warfare, they're not in the modern whatever that last one that came out is
World War II.
Yeah, so yeah, it seems like they're still playing Black Ops 3. And they really hope that Black Ops 4 will do really well. And I don't know, considering they're going to release half a game. So,
yeah.
Anyways, and that was mostly Sony's press conference.
Yeah, they had a Dreams concert actually. Dreams was like the lead into every single trailer.
Yeah,
they had like little silly vignettes. That was pretty neat, I think.
Yeah, they were kind of fun.
The concert was also pretty cool because it. The screen in the back was kind of three screens. There was like a visualizer in the middle, the actual music mixing on the right, the left side, and like the characters doing stuff on the right.
Yeah.
And the music synthesizer stuff is like really fucking awesome and in depth.
Yeah, I'm actually like seeing that. I'm actually kind of interested in it now just to see what you can do with it.
It's really in depth if you want to go that far.
Yeah.
I would definitely see a good potential for people that just make music in that game for others to use in their stages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that looks really neat.
Yeah.
As well as the leveling, the level stuff, it looks really simple, but also really deep.
Yeah.
And it seems like what they tried to do with the last Little Big Planet game where you could make like 3D levels.
Yeah.
Such like this is going to further that into just full games.
Yeah. Final thoughts on the Sony press conference?
Oh.
I liked a lot of the stuff that was here. The framing around it might not have been the greatest, especially when it's like, oh, we got to shuffle all these people out of this small little church area.
It had some moments that that were all right. In the end, I don't really feel like they made me any more confident as a PlayStation 4 owner than I was going in.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that it was as lackluster as it was, considering that at PlayStation Experience they were talking about how hopefully at the next PlayStation Experience we won't be having the PlayStation Network ID discussion anymore.
Yeah.
But nothing's changed yet.
No, we're still running out of year there, guys.
And they could have done a lot of things for backward compatibility. There were a lot of franchises that are still on the bench that they could have called in, but none of that happened. And so,
yeah, it's very much a case where they seem to be coasting, and they don't really have to work as hard because they are number one.
Yeah.
It's kind of the de facto platform at this time.
Three straight bad E3s for Sony, though. That stings.
Yeah, well, they have a messaging problem. Basically, the fact that they're not communicating anything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that they have some quality stuff coming out.
Oh yeah,
they really do. But they got a communication problem. Whoever is coming up with this concept stuff for their E3 probably needs to find other employment. Because just look at what Microsoft did the other day, which was a thoroughly packed show. That show did a lot more for the Xbox brand than probably a lot of people would want to give it credit for.
Yeah, I felt better about being an Xbox One owner after that conference than going in, and that should be any company's goal going into an E3 press conference. Make people feel better about owning your platform than they did going in.
Yeah. Yeah, your thought coming out of it shouldn't be, well, okay, I got a PS4, I guess. I'll just keep buying games on it because it's where I am.
Yeah. You know,
it's, there should really be a reason to want to own it. And, well, they showed that with some of their, you know, tentpole games. I did like the fact that they spent a good deal of time on each of them. You know, that I rather appreciated, because you get a good sense of what each of those games is. It's not just like 2-minute trailer montage that just doesn't really show much. You get, you know, you got a full mission in Ghost of Tsushima, and yeah, it was awesome looking. So
yeah,
so that was good. And today, this morning, actually, we got the Nintendo Direct. And, Nintendo, definitely Nintendoing.
Nintendoing really hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. Super Mario Party, that was one of the things that they showed off.
Yeah, that's out on October 5th. The thing that actually works well for that game are the Joy-Cons. Being able to just hand those out for multiplayer.
Yep.
Other than that, you know, I'm not a Mario Party person.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Also, I don't know anybody that uses their Switch that way, so...
Yeah.
I'm sure they do exist, but...
Well, the Mario Party people are all on board for that style of play.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know if that wouldn't work better on a large screen. So, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can play it on the big screen as well.
Yeah, one of the interesting things they showed was multi-switch. So that was kind of a fun way of doing that. So.
Yeah.
We saw that with the, not that specific thing, but like that was kind of a thing on the Wii U.
Yeah.
If you having the gamepad like independent of the TV.
Yeah.
That I don't think ever got really used. Because I remember that thing with the guy playing golf off of it. It's like, I don't remember a game doing that. That's the only purely a tech demo thing.
Concept video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they ever used that, because I think I heard a developer saying that you do that, it basically splits we use GPU power in half, so your frame rates suffer on both sides. So, yeah, that's probably why they didn't do it.
Half the GPU for a golf ball.
Yeah. So... Anyway,
They got more Mario people.
Yep.
Rosalina, Dry Bones, and a Goomba.
Mm-hmm.
So just bring in some of the other people. You got Link, he's not doing much right now.
Yeah.
You know, Zelda, you can bring in Animal Crossing people for a good Mario game.
Yeah.
Instead of the Animal Crossing party game they tried before.
Yeah.
That just got clearance out to hell back.
Yeah. A crap ton of mini games in this one, so
yeah.
It looks like it'll be fun if you're interested.
This is a game that will do well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's that many people out there.
Yeah.
Buying this thing.
So, what else we saw?
Better than 1-2 Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't do so well, did it?
No.
Especially since, they actually tried charging for that, and yeah, that didn't go well.
No.
Yeah. Let's see, Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely has all the waifu shit from the 3DS games.
Yeah, that's all going there.
More importantly, all the Fire Emblem shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like you have more, it's like bigger crowds of people you can control.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
It seems like each battle unit had several troops in it.
Yeah. It's maybe a bit more like Civ.
Hmm.
Or maybe Advanced War, where you sort of had one like unit, but it was made up of different like vehicles or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out next spring.
Yeah, not next spring. It looks really good as far as the Switch game goes.
Yeah.
And it really cranked up the the visual fidelity there, because it doesn't look like an upscaled 3DS game. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
We saw the Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee. along with the Pokemon Pokeball Plus controller.
Yeah, which includes Mew with it.
Yeah, so they're going to sell a ton of them because a lot of people are going to want Mew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how much those things are.
I got at least $40.
Let's see, what's the site say?
So, yeah, let's go Pikachu and Eevee. This is the, I'm guessing this is the traditional Pokemon-style game for the Switch.
It's the one that's mixed up with Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go, yeah.
Where they basically took, like, Pokemon Yellow, where you had Pikachu sort of following you around.
Okay.
It's that sort of idea, and you can see Pokemon, like, walking around the grass or flying around, and that's how you initiate battles and such.
Mm.
Okay, $50 for Pokeball Plus.
Wow.
$100 for the game plus the Pokeball Plus.
That's not much of a discount.
It's a gyroscope with some internal storage and one button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks like a Pokeball. Yeah, that's going to be the... that's the key there for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we saw Smash. I'm actually going to save that for the end. So we'll just move past that for the moment. Because Demon Cross Machine.
Machina.
Machina.
Yeah, Machina.
Oh, so it's Demon X Machina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, the pun name.
Yeah. Looked really interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's a mech game.
Yeah, from mech Nintendo. Shooter. Which
Marvelous.
Yeah.
It's working on
that. I also noticed that it has Junichi Nakatsuru working on the soundtrack. A name that you might be familiar with from Tekken and Soul Calibur.
Okay.
So this is... it's nice to see new IP coming out. We actually definitely do want that. We were concerned that Nintendo was going to just rely on their old stuff.
Yeah, working on this is Kenichiro Tsukuda, producer on the Armored Core series. So he's producing this game.
Yeah. Yeah, so you may want to have a look at this one, because I suspect it's going to be one to watch.
Yep.
And then, let's see what we had here. Killer Queen Black, which didn't have any Queen music in it whatsoever. So that was a disappointment.
Yeah, that is a sort of local multiplayer game.
Yep.
I don't know much about this, despite them saying that it's like a huge game.
Yeah, it's like this is the first time I've ever heard of it. So
yeah. I'm trying to look who made it. Bumble Bear Games.
Yeah.
They're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Let's see, they made Kleptocrat, Pixel Prison Blues, Dungeon Masters Tournament.
None of these are games I've heard of.
And Killer Queen.
Yeah.
It's a 10-player local multiplayer game.
Yeah.
At least the original version is.
Yeah. We did get our sequel to Overcooked.
That's up pretty soon.
Yep.
August 7th.
Yep. That one, that looked completely crazy from Team 17, so...
Yeah, you can throw the ingredients around.
Yeah.
Which was one of the big problems with the original, is you kind of had to either go run around and hand it to them or drop it on the floor.
Yeah.
And then they come and pick it up.
Yeah, and you just whip it at them.
Yeah.
Great. And that's gonna be a lot of fun. Let's see, Hollow Knight. This is actually one of those indie Metroidvania games that has been getting a lot of buzz. It's out now.
Yep. $15. Seems to have all the extra content they put into the PC version. Which includes new items, areas, characters, and bosses from the current release content packs for the Steam version. That was a Kickstarter game.
Yeah,
so good. It's supposed to be really quite good.
Yeah, it's a good-looking game. So
yep.
Give that a look. Let's see, what else we have? Well, of course, Dragon Ball FighterZ is coming to the Switch this fall.
This fall.
Yeah. Not really a whole heck of a lot to say there. It's going to sell like a million copies.
Part of this montage of here's all this stuff. Try and figure it out. Which I got a bunch of stuff listed here. Like, The World Ends With You is fall 2018. There's Carcassonne is coming this holiday. There's something called Ninjala, spring 2019.
Yeah.
Wasteland 2 Director's Cut is fall 2018. Ark Survival Evolved, fall 2018. Palin's out now. Fallout Shelter's out now. Dark Souls Remastered is sometime this summer. So that got delayed. SNK Heroines is September 7th. Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate is August 28th. Mega Man 11's October 2nd. And Just Dance is October 23rd. That's like 3 days before the Red Dead.
So I don't think close. Those... Yeah, but I don't think those two audiences intersect at all. So
that game's aiming for the Wii.
Yeah. But yeah, they had a lot of stuff in that montage trailer. It was just like rapid fire, like try to figure out what the hell all this stuff is. Luckily, they gave you title cards, so that was all right. And finally, they ended off with Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which, by the sound of it, may actually be the last Smash Bros. I'm sure Sakurai hopes so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has all of it.
Yeah, it's all of the Smash.
The Wii U evacuation plan going into its final stage.
Yep. So key facts here, a roster consists of every single Smash character from the N64 all the way up to Wii U.
Yep, and along with Ridley and Inklings.
Yep.
Yep.
Those are the new ones, and they also have a variety of alternates and different versions of certain of the characters. Yeah. There's three Links.
Yeah, there's three Links. They showed Daisy as an alternate to Peach.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, don't make Daisy a character.
Yeah.
She's just Peach.
Well, she's, you know, she's like, yeah, a palette swap, but kind of.
Yeah.
Really. At least they changed her model.
And there's like two different versions of Marth, and they sound a little different.
Yeah.
Those are some of the weird different differences they were pointing out. Yeah, you'll note here that the two Bayonettas, one of them sounds different. That's from the first game. Yeah, and the other one is from the second game. Like,
they spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah,
and like, money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those people definitely ate it up.
Yep.
They'll go nuts for that. There's GameCube controller support.
Yep.
So those people are going to be doing their thing.
Yeah, I can't help but think that this is more like Nintendo saying, die, Melee, die, 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 die.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and this is December 7th, so, yeah.
We'll be playing it this year.
Basically, with Smash Brothers coming out over the holidays, it basically ensures that Nintendo wins. It's just, that's it. Done. Doesn't matter what else comes out, Nintendo wins.
And I'm trying to look what they got this holiday. There's Super Mario Party on October. There's that expansion for Xenoblade Chronicles 2 that's September. Splatoon 2 expansions this summer. Captain Toad's the July.
Yeah, July and summer.
Super Smash Brothers is December. And I think the Pokemon Let's Go thing is... November.
Yeah.
I think. So, they got some stuff there. Not huge hitters in terms of, like, a Mario Odyssey or Zelda, but Smash Brothers will definitely be big.
Oh, yeah. Smash Brothers is definitely, it's a system seller. I mean, there's a lot of people I know that were waiting for a Smash on the Switch to buy a Switch, so...
Yeah,
I'd imagine there's going to be an inevitable bundle that they'll do, and they'll sell all the systems, just all of them.
Yeah,
and then we'll hear about how it's the worst game ever.
yeah,
because they didn't put all the bugs in it too.
Yeah, it's not exploitable. Yeah, I did notice that Ryu like can't get turned around, which is
in one-on-one fights only.
Yeah, so that's helpful.
So when you're playing one-on-one, Ryu versus Ryu, it's almost an actual fighting game.
Almost. yeah, it's... So on the whole, Nintendo is definitely still Nintendo-ing.
Yep.
a lot of very strong games for the Switch. Apart from Smash, nothing hugely, the blockbuster, but...
Yeah. It was just nice of them to show up.
Yeah. They definitely showed up. We saw
two of the games they announced last year did not show up. Metroid Prime 4 or the Pokemon. Mm-hmm. The full Pokemon game.
Yeah. Didn't they say they were just going to show some stuff on Treehouse? No, nothing game reveal related though. So
they were showing Pokemon Let's Go last I saw.
Yeah,
I don't know what all else the site they have for E3 is not great.
Yeah,
it's like mostly about the tournament stuff.
Yeah,
it's like two
tournaments though.
I'd like to know what the games are.
Yeah.
Okay, now they changed it. Okay, so they finally did that. I would figure that'd be ready for when the stream was over.
Yeah. So, they had a pretty good showing, I'd say. I mean,
yeah.
If you're a Switch owner, I can't say that looking at that you'd come away disappointed.
I'm certainly not.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got one new IP announcement, so that was a good one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, for me, it's... See, Daemon X Machina and Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the two that were getting to me, though those are next year.
Yeah. Yeah, can I point out the Smash Brothers animations that they were showing off in that trailer? Because it looks like they've done a whole hell of a lot of overhauling on their animation engine. A lot of very smooth stuff going on. Didn't seem quite as stilted as the Wii U and Smash Brothers in the past. So whether that affects gameplay, it probably shouldn't, but you never know.
Yeah.
So you'll be playing online because that's one of the Nintendo online service titles. You'll need to have that subscription plan to be playing that online.
But at least right now, we've got no further details.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising.
No date for when.
Yeah.
We just know September.
Yep, September. We know the pricing. We don't know much more.
We know half the NES games are going to be available there.
They still haven't finished that list? Jeez.
Nope.
Yeah. On the upside, we did see the new Nintendo CEO, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a thing.
Yep.
Yep. So, as far as keynotes go, who do you think... I'm not going to go for the who won E3 thing, because that's just stupid and lame.
Especially this year.
Yeah. Who do you guys feel was, the guy who got the guy who sent the clearest message? And I don't mean, we are like the best. I'm saying who actually communicated what they were doing the clearest.
My heart says Nintendo. My head says EA.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I think Bethesda.
Yeah,
I think they did a good job of saying, "Hey, we're gonna keep doing what we're doing." It doesn't always sell the best, but they at least keep iterating on things.
Yeah.
Not in the same way that Ubisoft does.
No.
Where they can turn games that are kind of stinkers into, at the very least, like, all right games to spend a bunch of time in.
Yeah.
If not great, but they also are fairly independent. They like to say, fuck Nazis.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good with that.
And people get offended by that in a way. It's like, you shouldn't be getting offended by this if you're not identifying with them somehow.
Yeah. If you're offended by this message, maybe it applies to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it fits, feel free to wear it.
Yeah, I don't know. But, And it was a weird scene, a theme of musical performances at this E3. Bethesda started off with that. Ubisoft had two of those.
Yeah.
Sony had two.
Yeah.
You probably should have trimmed those.
Yeah.
Definitely should have trimmed him to like, hey, he's playing for 20 seconds and it transitions into the trailer.
Yeah.
That's like a nice touch where they're continuing the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been a good touch.
Although that second one that for The Last of Us 2, that I don't know if you actually caught what was going on there.
What's that?
Because the live musician, the second one there, during The Last of Us 2 trailer, they were actually reacting to the musician who was actually on the stage.
Okay.
So that
Gustavo Santaolalla.
Mm-hmm.
Who composed the music for those two games.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's
also a bunch of movies and such.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked kind of creepy. Not going to lie.
Yeah. I think he had like a you know, the mic on his head to hear the music and all that.
Yeah.
Well, so he didn't want to appear to have like, you know, headgear on.
Yeah.
So he just had the hood up. To cover that.
Yeah, so
it's not just like, here's this weird emo guy. 60-year-old emo guy.
I
playing the banjo.
I don't look ominous at all.
No.
Yeah.
You think I'm fucked up?
Yeah.
Wait until the game shows up.
Yeah. The flutist who played before Ghost of Tsushima, I think, went way too long.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that should have been an easy way to transition into the trailer.
Yeah.
Not just focus on him.
Yeah. So, yeah, but on the whole, it wasn't too bad. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the companies that had the clearest messaging were definitely Bethesda and Microsoft. You know, Microsoft was very clear that they're still committed to the Xbox platform. They have finally figured out that first party actually matters. So,
and we'll see the results in like 3 to 4 years.
Yeah. As long as they did say full creative control, so
yeah,
we'll see
for if now.
They actually follow through with that.
They've had devs with full creative control, and then Lionhead had to make a Kinect game and a free-to-play game that didn't work out.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well. Now there's no Lionhead. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
And no Fable until maybe this racing team somehow earns the right to do that.
Yeah, Playground. Yep. Apparently, they're already working on something, so we'll see what that is.
Yeah, I was a little weird by some of the stuff Phil Spencer was talking about, because he was just hyperbole all over the place. Gaming's the greatest medium. These are the games that are the most creative things ever, and they'll change. I don't know. It's like, tone it down, Phil. These are great games.
Yeah, Phil Spencer was basically exactly what Devolver's CEO was railing against.
And
it's like that in excellent fashion, I would say.
It's like, you don't need to defend gaming.
Hmm.
You're at E3, like everybody's here is in your corner.
Yeah.
They're not saying, we have to kill the video games. It was like, no, these are important to our culture and our society.
Yeah.
You can't touch the video games. I've got them all.
Yeah.
See, I bought the 5 studios so we can keep them going.
Yeah. There was
there's an indie game in there somewhere.
Probably. Yeah.
Sega Gaga 2?
Maybe. We should probably also touch on a little bit the hinting at Next Gen, because Microsoft, they flat out said they're working on another console. Sony didn't talk about it at all.
And Bethesda.
Bethesda.
We got two new games.
Yeah.
You think it takes us a while to make one game? We got two of them we're working on.
Yes. So I'm guessing Starfield will probably be the one that we see on this gen, and
cross-gen.
Yeah, cross-gen, and Elder Scrolls 6 will be full-on next-gen.
Yeah, because they have a field right now.
Yeah. Even though, you know, I should point out, if next-gen does happen, it's... at this point, with the lineup of games that we're seeing across all platforms, I'd be kind of surprised if we see any system launch in 2019. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah.
I don't know why Phil talked about it right now if it's not coming next year.
Yeah, probably.
Because otherwise it didn't seem like we're playing a game of chicken here.
Yeah.
Or someone was like, we're looking at the next PlayStation. Phil's like, no, we are too. It's going to be more powerful.
Yeah.
Well, Microsoft is doing a very good job of riding out the generation and giving Xbox One owners the biggest bang for their buck. Yeah. You know, deep down, they really want ninth gen to get started as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but there's a balancing act with that stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure that ninth gen, whenever it does come along, is probably going to look significantly different. These consoles take a long time to develop, so
and if they both largely keep the same architecture and essentially just continue with the sort of the OSs that they have, it should be a smoother start than it was at the beginning of this generation.
Yeah, that's the real key, you know, because if the PlayStation 5 comes out and it's not backwards compatible with the PS4,
then they might as well just not release it.
Just pack it up, you're done, you know.
And you have to have, like, the whole problem of, well, here's the Madden game that is the full game, but it doesn't look as good as it could. That's going to take us 2 more years to get to that point.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it just needs to be mostly the same.
Yeah.
As far as the difficulty of making the games, just giving them more power to work with.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, forcing some of these early devs to be like, okay, we need to get this out on the new hardware, but that's less of our time that we have to take full advantage of it.
Yeah.
And it just takes iterations to actually grow into that. So if they get that right up front, it'll just be better for everybody.
Yeah, because I think at this point, it's, you know, getting a game to look good is not like what it used to be. You don't have to program program super like deluxe type of tricks to figure out new ways.
You don't need to be talking to the hardware, the platform holder, be like, hey, we need more information about how to make this look good, and not be shit.
Yeah.
How do we do graphics?
Yeah. You know, what developers really want at this point to make games look better is just give us more power. So, yeah.
And let us use the engines we want to use.
Yeah. So I think Microsoft's probably a little bit better positioned to do that because they're already starting down that path with the Xbox One and One X. I guess, well, Sony to some degree as well with the Pro. But they're both handling that in very different ways in that the Pro seems like it's kind of a thing that's kind of segmented, whereas the Xbox One X will actually get better performance out of older games out of the box without actually having to do anything. So,
depending on the game.
Yeah, unless it's Red Dead.
My Fallout Shelter still runs like shit.
Yeah, well, that kind of runs like shit on anything, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, even phones, so put that out. That's the E3 press conferences. At this point,
we've already got a backlog out of this show.
Yeah, we do. So going forward the rest of the week, we are going to be just basically combing the web and looking for all the fun stuff that shows up and putting together a list of our favorite games. It looks like there are going to be quite a few of them. I do want to mention, what was that game? Mavericks Proving Grounds, which has no goddamn chance in hell of ever succeeding.
No.
1,000 player battle royale. Yeah, good luck with that, guys. I applaud your ambition, but getting a player base of 1,000 players.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. Unless you have, unless you have the ability to populate it with bots, even then, that probably wouldn't be such a great experience. So, still, it will be fun to see what they actually manage to pull off, because, 1,000 player battle royale, I think a game like that would probably take forever.
Yeah,
Meg was ahead of its time.
Yeah, it kind of was. Sony, bring that back, especially now.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for today. We'll be back Sunday talking about all the rest of the stuff that we have come across. So I'd like to remind you guys, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, you can do so on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, or your favorite podcast aggregator. I am Filippo Dinolfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
And I'm Chris Sologi.
And we'll see you next week.